Our next batch of stories, how the city is backing jabs to save Christmas, and the city panto rehearsals are underway with bosses ready to adapt to COVID rules.
People across Norwich are being urged to get jabbed and put on their masks to save Christmas. New rules have come into force to stop the spread of the new Omicron variant by the government, including face coverings on public transport and shopping centres, shops and other businesses, including banks and hairdressers. They're not yet mandatory in pubs and restaurants, which has been met with relief from some Norwich publicans, with fears the introductions of face coverings would devastate the industry this festive season. The government has also announced a major expansion of the booster jab rollout as part of its efforts to stop a potential wave of infection, with the jab being offered to all over 18s in the UK.
A rapid response vehicle specifically geared at answering 999 calls for mental health emergencies has been launched. The new vehicle will be staffed by a paramedic and a specialist mental health practitioner and will respond to any calls across Norfolk and Waveney where mental health is concerned. Launched by the region's mental health service provider, the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust, NSFT, the project is a collaboration with the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital and the East of England Ambulance Service Trust, EEAST. It is based on a similar scheme launched by the EEAST in Cambridgeshire and has been funded by the Norfolk and Waveney Clinical Commissioning Group, CCG. However, the service will not run around the clock, with an initial five-month period seeing it available to be called from 3 p.m. until 1 a.m. on Saturdays, Sundays and Mondays. Stuart Richardson, Chief Executive of NSFT, said, "To have a mental health joint response car dedicated to helping those in mental health crisis is an important step forward. It means we can offer rapid support to those with mental health issues in the community. Our team can triage people at home and arrange appropriate follow-up care instead of a regular ambulance taking people to a hospital. It will ensure people get the right care at the right time, and if the pilot proves successful, we will hope to be able to expand the service. It comes as other 999 services see rising rates of mental health-related calls. In August, Norfolk Police said the force went to 91 incidents related to Section 135 of the Mental Health Act. It represented a 65% rise, up from 55 instances in 2019-20.
Now, a vet who has been at the helm of Norwich's only veterinary hospital for the last 33 years says it's time for him to quit the long hours and put his feet up. Roger Bannock founded Tavern Veterinary Hospital in 1994 alongside nurse Louise Feltham and receptionist Joy Thompson, who is also his sister and is now practice manager. Now, they operated out of an extension attached to Mr. Bannock's granddad's house. It was the same house he was born in and bought off his mum when his granddad died. Guy Pitcher, a friend of Mr. Bannock's, met while studying at Cambridge University, joined him at the practice 2 years later in 1996 and became a partner. But it was a long time coming. Before then, Mr. Bannock had worked non-stop as the practice's only vet, dealing with call-outs during the nights and the weekends. It was hard going, to say the least, the 57-year-old said. And as the surgery expanded, it outgrew repeated extensions. In 2007, the team moved into their new home on Fir Covert Road in Taverham, and now they employ around 25 vets and 90 staff in total. It's the only hospital practice in Norwich, meaning it is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mr. Bannock, reflecting on 33 years of work, said, "I've had a great time working at the practice, but but it's time for me to move on. I'll still be working there 4 days a week, mainly doing surgery, which is what I'm best at. But the other times, I'll be working my gun dogs and gardening. I think it's time for me to chill out and put my feet up. Guy Pitcher is also retiring at the end of the month. Now living in Frettenham, Mr. Bannock said he still loves spending time with animals. And he added, at the surgery, we almost exclusively deal with cats and dogs, and occasionally rabbits. You do tend to form a bond with them, and some of them we've nursed from cradle to grave. We haven't had exotic impatience that often, though once we did end up looking after a frog. And he laughs. We originally thought it was a cat called Frog, but no, it was an actual frog and was brought to us in a matchbox.
Rehearsals are now in full swing for the Norwich Theatre Royal and the Norwich Playhouse Pantos. And the boss of both ventures is confident that COVID will not dampen the Christmas spirit. Norwich Theatre is running two pantos for the festive season, with family show Dick Whittington and His Cat at the Theatre Royal and Robin Good, the Politico panto for teens and adults, is at the Playhouse. Both casts are now busy rehearsing the shows on different floors of the Stage 2 building, also run by the organisation, with both in separate bubbles. While the press conference about rising cases of the Omicron COVID variant did not specifically mention theatres, with masks now mandatory on public transport and in shops, the team is geared up for any changes. Stephen Crocker, Norwich Theatre Chief Executive, said, "We will carry on as we have been doing and encourage people to wear masks in our buildings." Dick Whittington and His Cat runs from December the 11th until January the 9th, 2022, and stars The Bill's Graham Cole as Alderman Fitzwarren, comedian and actor Joe Trasini as Tommy the Cat, and Cutting It's Sean Reeves as Queen Rat. Alternative panto Robin Good runs at the Playhouse from December the 8th to the 19th, and we'll see the title character trying to stop Norfolk becoming a playground for the super rich.